Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Now we're back, and the coin toss has been won by the Thayer Bobcats, and the Bobcats have elected to defer to the second half, if I was reading the officials right when they made the mark out there. Bobcat captain tonight's the big dog, Bobby Dale. And I will tell you who the captain is for Crystal City, but I can't see his number because Bobby Dale is so big that he completely covered him up.
I didn't even see anybody out there.
And we want to welcome Statman Mike into the booth tonight to keep stats for us, and appreciate you being here. Number four, the captain, Chase Coleman, a senior running back for Crystal City. Crystal City wearing the black pants and white jerseys with the red helmets and red numbers. They are Bobcats wearing the all green and white tonight here at Lewis Bosman Field, and we're about ready to go. I want to mention, as the Bobcats get set to kick this thing off, that's unusual. Usually they take the ball. Maybe Crystal City won. I just misread it. Anyway, more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters coming into tonight's game. They include the active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer. Thayer Walmart Store, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch spot of the Bobcat broadcast crew. Farm Bureau Insurance, your agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service. Legacy Auto Body in Thayer. The Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck. And the Steak and Shake in West Point. And no, it must have been Crystal City won the toss, and they elected to defer to second half because the Bobcats send it out, the kickoff receiving team, and it is a dangerous bunch out there, especially that back three, Landon and Jordan Madden, along with Jace Haven, back to receive a kick for the Thayer Bobcats. And the up guys aren't bad either. Jesse White, along with Landry Pitts and Lane Grimes. And that front five, they know how to block on this kickoff return. Of course, Bobcats like to run that, I call it the starburst. They like to run that little reverse on the handoff. We'll see what they do here tonight with Crystal City. Crystal City getting it teed up out at around the 40-yard line. Crystal City's got some size. They just don't have very many of them.
No.
They got a big kid, number 71, Ian Rafferty, a big senior. And, I mean, he is a monster standing over on that far sideline. And here we go. Our officials are ready. Number five set to kick it off. That is Callaway Dashner, a junior. Puts the foot into it. Low line drive going to be taken by Grimes at the 35-yard line, looking for some room to run. Cuts it upfield to the 40. Around the defender, out to the 45, 47-yard line. Good run by Lane Grimes on the opening kick. And if they're about careful, start the game tonight in great field position at their own 46-yard line, where they officially mark him down. The All-Stater, Jace Haven, trots his Bobcat offense out onto the field. That big offensive line, which has really done a nice job all season long. Of course, in the backfield, it'll be number two, Jackson Wheels Willison, along with Jordan Madden. And, of course, the Bobcats will line up two wideouts, Jesse White, along with Lane Grimes, and they both come wide to the near side. White will be the wideout. Grimes is in the slot left. Bobcats single back set. They've got a wing on the left. They're going to pitch it to Jordan Madden. He's out to the 50-yard line. Cuts up the field to the 45. To the 40. He's on a foot race to the 25. Down to the 20. 10-5. Touchdown. It's a 54-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game, and the Thayer Bobcats, 18 seconds into the ball game, have taken a 6-0 lead over the Crystal City Hornets. He got a couple blocks on the corner, and after that, Mike, it was just absolutely Jordan Madden just out running people down the field.
Well, I walked in here at the last minute trying to get ready, and I don't even think I had my stat sheet ready, so I'm already behind.
Thayer Bobcats are going to go for one here on the extra point. 11:42 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats on a 54-yard touchdown run. Here's a high snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is no good. Pulled it wide left, and that happens a lot when you have a bad snap on the extra point try. So Thayer Bobcats with 11:42 to go in the first quarter. Lead Crystal City by a score of 6-0. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedic should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, if you tuned in late, do you think Bobcats are making quick work of it here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field? We are 18 seconds into the first quarter, and Thayer Bobcats have already scored the first touchdown of the night. That's another $50 from Thayer Dental Clinic, or Thayer Dental Care, I'm sorry, to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, scoring for a cure. They'll donate $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score all season to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. 54 yards around left end for Jordan Madden on the first play from scrimmage. After a good kickoff return, Thayer had a good field position at their own 46. Bobcats getting lined up here to kick off to the Crystal City Hornets. Hornets, a couple of men back deep. They've got three up men, and they line up with six across the front in blocking formation. That's kind of unusual. Most people go with the 5-3-3. Crystal City going with the 6-3-2. The leg. Willison sets it up on the 40-yard line. Got it teed up. Comes to the ball. Here's a high end-over-end kick. Going to the left side of the field. Is going to bounce and go out of bounds at around the 16-yard line. That'll bring it out to the 35, and that's where Crystal City will have it first and 10. We don't know a lot about Crystal City other than what we heard from Coach Weber on the Coach's Corner report. And they like to run a lot of option. They're going to run some split back veer type stuff. And they may run a little bit of bone with a full house backfield back there. So we'll see what happens here. Dan Fox, the head coach. His assistants are Jack Weiss, Brandon Sample, Steve Einsenbeis, and Ricardo Pastrana. And now they're going to make Thayer kick it off again.
We're going to kick again.
Yeah, instead of taking it to 35, they're going to let the Bobcats kick this thing again. Wow. You don't see that very often, but I think they've got a shot at a run back here.
I think so.
Number four, Chase Coleman is back deep, along with number five, Callaway Dashner. They are the deep men. They'll stand back around the 20-yard line to receive. The officials saying something to the Thayer Bobcats out here as they are in the huddle, getting ready, and now they didn't have somebody on the field. Another player goes in, give them 11 on the kickoff team. Again, Thayer leads it here 6-0. With 11:42 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats trying to get to the district semifinals. Trying to win another one. I believe if they win this district tonight, that will be number five in a row as far as district championships go. And I believe it would be six out of the last seven.
Okay.
If I'm thinking right. Here we go. There to kick. This time it's down the middle of the field. Going to be taken by Dashner back at the 20-yard line. He's out to the 25. Looking for some room to run. Cuts it back to the 30. He'll be taken down there. Oh, big hit. Yeah, cleaning up the play out there for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 27, Cale Crawford. I mean, he came in. The back was not down yet. And I mean, he lowered a hit on him. So it'll be first and 10 at the 34-yard line for the Crystal City Hornets. Kyle Schomburg, a sophomore quarterback, will trot his team out on the field. They also use number 8 back there, quarterback, Donovan Tulloch, a senior who is also listed as a running back. It looks like Schomburg will get the start at QB. He's going to have an empty backfield here. We've got tight ends on both ends, a wing on the near end, that is Dashner, and looks like number 25 out wide to the near side, Jason Moyer. Schomburg got a man going in motion. They're going to give it to him. No, give it to the fullback. No, quarterback keeps it. Now pitches it. Oh, and Dashner gets taken down. Fumbles the football, and the Thayer Bobcats say they've got it at the 30-yard line, and now the White Hat says, yes, Thayer Bobcat football. I didn't see who had made that hit. It may have been Landon Madden, but as soon as the quarterback pitched the ball to the pitch man, somebody absolutely pancaked him out there. And the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back as Crystal City fumbles the ball on the first play from scrimmage. And Thayer Bobcats have got it in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 30-yard line. 11:29 to go here in the first quarter. Grimes goes wide to the far side. Jesse White wide to the near side. Bobcats in the I formation. Hand it to Willison. Willison cuts to the outside. Turns upfield. He's to the 25. He's to the 20. And still on his feet down to around the 19. Well, down around the 17-yard line. And they may even mark him down at the 15. It's going to be right on the 15-yard line. That's a 15-yard run over the right side by Jackson Willison. Thayer Bobcats now racking up some offense already in the game. 56 yards for Madden. Or was it 54 yards?
54 and then 15 on that one.
15 on that one. That's a bunch of yards on two plays.
It's pretty good average.
Bobcats here in shotgun formation. Jace Haven fakes the pitch, fakes a handoff. Now gives it to Willison. Willison cuts it to the outside. Got a blocker. Cuts it around to the 5 and then don't touchdown. 15-yard touchdown run for Jackson Willison. And with 10:55 to go in the game, it is 12-0 Fayer Bobcats all over Crystal City. That was as pretty as it gets right there. Got a good block by the wide receiver. Actually, instead of cutting inside the block, he cut outside the block and walked into the end zone from the 5-yard line. So a 15-yard run for Jackson Willison. And now the other Willison comes in to attempt the extra point. There's just Willisons all over the place out there. Kale wearing number 3. They call him the leg. Here's the kick trying to atone for a miss last time. This one is up, and this one is wide right. So he's gone wide left, and he's gone wide right. Next one ought to be right down the middle. And our score, with 10:55 to go in the first quarter, 12-0 Thayer Bobcats lead the Crystal City Hornets. We'll be back to the B in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
All right, 10:55 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have run three offensive plays. They've scored two touchdowns. This last one coming after a Crystal City fumble at the 30-yard line. Bobcats recovered it. That was on their first play from scrimmage. And Jackson Willison, a pair of 15-yard runs, gets the credit for the touchdown. Another $50 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care. So $100 already tonight. We're not 2 minutes into this game yet.
Now, when people call in the Friday Night Lights predictions with Mike Robertson, yep. Do they get to call back in and change their pick?
No, I don't think so.
You're going to have several people wanting to change their pick. So. I was listening on my way here.
There's the kickoff. This one's going to go to the left side, taken by the deep man for Crystal City. He's to the 20, running backwards, and going to get taken down. Oh, a big hit back there. They're going to give him forward progress out to about the 20-yard line, but not very good field position. That was number 4, Chase Coleman, on the return. Took it at about the 15, got 5 yards out of it. And they'll give him the ball just across the 20-yard line, just inside the 21. So here comes Crystal City. Their second possession of the night, last one. They ran an option play, and the pitch man, just got hammered in the backfield about 5 yards deep and fumbled the ball. Thayer recovered. 2 plays later, touchdown. And here they come again. Number 4, Chase Coleman, the quarterback. I'm sorry, Kyle Schomburg, number 3, quarterback, the deep back. Is Coleman. They got wide receivers on the far side. Ball going to go up in the middle. Number 4, Chase Coleman, going to pick up maybe 2 yards on the play. Interior line of that Thayer Bobcat defense making the stop. 10:37 and counting here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcat's already making some defensive substitutions here, running folks in and out of the ball game. So important to get some of those young kids, the freshmen and the sophomores, an opportunity to play on Friday night. And play with the varsity. And Coach Billy Weber is a firm believer in that. 2 receivers wide to the far side again. Schomburg, this time, is up under center. Number 3, tall, lanky kid. Probably can wing it pretty good. He's going to give it in the middle. No, he's going to keep it on the option, trying to get to the outside. He's out to the 25, to the 30. Got a first down as he's run out of bounds. At about the 33-yard line, quarterback on the option, Kyle Schomburg. Showed good speed, got that ball out across the 30. And they'll give him the 34-yard line. So that's a pretty good run there. On a second down and about 8. Looks like he went for, about 10? Right about 10 yards on the play. Schomburg, a sophomore quarterback. Kyle Schomburg. Kyle spelled with a C. Don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
Here we come. Schomburg again. Up under center. Number 4, Chase Coleman, is the fullback. They're in a single wing, double wide set to the near side, the right side of the field. Here's a give up in the middle to number 4, Coleman. And Coleman will pick up only a yard on the play. That interior defensive line of Thayer Bobcats, they are stout in the middle. And they've been that way all season long. Big Bobby Dale anchors things normally out there. Bobby not on that defensive line right now. Bobcats going with number 20 out there, Peyton Mills. Along with who else? Kyron is out there. We'll catch all those numbers as we can. 14 seconds on the play clock here. Schomburg again up under center. Surveys the defense. Now gets under center. Again, 2 receivers wide to near side. It's going to give the a give. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Nice fake, but he's taken down after a 1-yard gain. Well, that quarterback, he waited a long time before he finally started to run with that ball, pulled it out of the fullback's gut, and he's tackled by Chris Cray, came up from safety, made that tackle, and right about the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be third down and seven after about a one-yard gain there for Kyle Schomburg for the Crystal City Hornets. Crystal City, we were up in their neck of the woods 2 weeks ago.
We went right through there, yeah.
Right through Crystal City on our way to Festus in the St. Pius game. Here come the Hornets. Number eight, wide to the far side, Donovan Tulloch. This time, double wing formation with Coleman as the fullback. Got a man coming in motion to the near side. They give it up in the middle. And we get the tackle made immediately by the Bobcat defensive line again. And we got a penalty flag. It's going to be a false start on Crystal City. So we'll see if the Bobcats will take the play and make it fourth down, or they'll mark off the 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Looks like they'll mark off the 5 yards. There'll be third down and 12 here for the Hornets with 8:25 to go here in the first quarter. Their Bobcat defense has been solid. They haven't allowed a first down. But not much else after that one 10-yard run by Schomburg. Again, Coleman is the lone setback in a double wing formation. They got a man wide coming way out to the near side, Donovan Tulloch.
Very wide.
30 yards away from the ball, which is on the far hash mark. Here we go, looking to throw it to him. This pass is over the head of the intended receiver and over everybody's head. Looks like the receiver was supposed to go up the field, and he went across the middle. So the pass is incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and about 12. It looks like Crystal City will be forced to punt the ball away here. There, Bobcat's going to get it for a third time with over 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cray and Jordan Madden drop deep to receive the kick for the Thayer Bobcats. They'll stand back around their own 45-yard line. Crystal City still in the huddle here. And still in the huddle with only 13 seconds left on the play clock. Now they'll break the huddle. Come to the line of scrimmage.
Looks like they're...
And they have not lined up the punt. They have lined up the go for it on a 4th and 12 from their own 31-yard line. Now looking to throw it again over the middle. This ball is going to be incomplete again over the head of everybody on the quick out. And I don't know that they were aware that was 4th down. That was 4th down and 12 from your own 31.
Yeah.
And they went for it. I don't understand that. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats are going to get the ball after the defense holds the Crystal City Hornets. And Crystal City, or Thayer, is going to get it at the 32-yard line of Crystal City. Got to wonder about that call. Thayer Bobcat offense back on the field. Jackson Willison, Jordan Madden in the backfield. They both got touchdowns already in this game. Lane Grimes wide to the near side. Jesse White to the far side. There's a give off to Willison. Willison running over the left. Got some room. He's to the 25. He's to the 20. A stiff arm down to the 10-yard line. Finally drug out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. And that's another big run for the Thayer Bobcats. That is 23 yards on a first down play for Jackson Willison. And another Bobcat first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And mark him down at the 11-yard line. Thayer will have it first and 10. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone for a third time tonight. We're only 4 minutes into this first quarter. They are just running all over Crystal City here tonight. And they'll line up here in the split back veer. Double wide, tight ends on both ends. Nope, tight end on one side. Here's the give up middle. No, Haven's going to keep it. Switch to the inside, out to the corner, into the end zone for the touchdown. An 11-yard touchdown run for Jace Haven, and he made it look easy on that play. All-Stater with his first touchdown of the night. So Thayer scored three. Three different players have scored in tonight's game. It was 7:43 to go in the first quarter. Thayer now leads it 18-0. Thayer Bobcats have no problem here early with the Crystal City Hornets at Lewis Bosman Field.
118 rushing yards so far in the first quarter.
And haven't even thought about attempting a pass. And probably won't. Here's Cale Willison on to attempt the extra point. He's 0-for-2 so far tonight. The only part of the Bobcat football team that hasn't clicked so far this evening. Here's this kick is up. This one's right down the middle. So you miss one wide left, then you go wide right, then you come back and kick it down the middle. And the Thayer Bobcats with the lead now 19-0, 7:43 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with another kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Bobcat fans are happy for their Thayer Bobcats here in the first round of the districts as the Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed, lead number eight, Crystal City, 7:43 to go. It is 19-0. This first quarter action, folks, first quarter action. It's all Thayer Bobcats so far here tonight. I want to mention the number three ranked Thayer Bobcats. Two of the top three teams in the state, according to the sports writers and the state poll, two of the top three teams in the state are in this district. You talk about a tough way to go. And there, Bobcats getting it lined up again on the 40-yard line, set to kick it off with 7:43 to go in the first quarter. Don't forget, we'll be checking in with Mike Robertson here throughout the ball game tonight back at the sports desk, getting some of the scores and of the other games going on around Southern Missouri. And hopefully we can find some of those other games from the district. Here's Willison set to kick it off. This one's going to go down the middle. Taken back around the 15-yard line after the 20, 25. And, the ball carrier stopped at about the 28, and he brought down right there. Can't stop. Nope. You're on that kickoff return. When you stop, you are going to go down, and he went down right there. So here comes Crystal City.
Number 8, Donovan Tulloch on that.
Tulloch on the run. And it'll be a Crystal City ball there at their own 20. They marked it down at about the 29, 28-yard line. Well, first and 10, Crystal City at their own 28-yard line. So far, they've attempted a couple of passes tonight, 0-for-2, and have run very few offensive plays. Two passes and then, 2, 3, 4, 5 runs? Mm-hmm. Only 8 plays so far. Of course, they fumbled on their first play of the night, giving the Thayer Bobcats the football in great field position. Here comes Crystal City. And a new quarterback in there, number 8, comes in. A quarterback, that is Caden Comm, although they'd like to have Caden Comm over there. Donovan Tulloch. And we're going to get a timeout by Crystal City here. The play clock was running out on them. So we'll take a timeout. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field with more Thayer Bobcat football in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. No, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead. It is 19-0, 7:35 to go in the first quarter. New quarterback in for Crystal City. I told you they did that in the warm-ups. Donovan Tulloch, a senior. He's got it running to the right side, looking for a corner. Bobcats swarm him defensively and take him down at the 32-yard line. Swarming defense for the Thayer Bobcats. Didn't see who was on the bottom of that pile, but I do know number 67 got up there in a hurry, up Weston Rogers. And a whole lot of fresh faces already in the game for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field. Coach Billy Weber. And a chance you take in a game like this is getting somebody hurt.
Right.
So you'll see a lot of the subs playing in the ballgame tonight. A lot of the starters staying out there, too. That was a nice run there by Tulloch. Picks up about 5 yards on the play. He's back in again at quarterback. Single wing. Two wideouts to the far side. Tulloch takes the snap, drops it, now picks it up, and he's just going to tuck it and try and run. Got some room. He cuts it upfield. He breaks the tackle, and now finally Chris Cray drags him down by the shirt tail and takes him down at the 48-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. So that's a nice run right there.
About 18 yards.
18 yards for Tulloch after he dropped the snap in the backfield, picked it up, and he is quick.
Good second effort.
Donovan Tulloch, senior. They list him as a running back, and he runs like one. He got about 18 on that play, getting a play in from the sideline by Coach Dan Fox over there. So making a little noise here offensively, the Crystal City Hornets with Tulloch in at quarterback. Got a first down. He's again at quarterback. He's got Coleman in the backfield. Fakes it to him. Now looking to throw. Backside pressure. Bobcats hit him as he throws. He goes down, and the pass will fall incomplete. Great backside pressure there by the Thayer Bobcat. I think that was Peyton Mills again, number 20, getting pressure on the quarterback coming off the backside. So good defensive play there by the Thayer Bobcats. Crystal City now 0-for-3 throwing a football here in the first quarter. They come to a second down and 10 with 6:19 to go in the first period. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Home, the Thayer Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. Second and 10, Tulloch again at quarterback. He's got Coleman behind it. He'll hand it off up in the middle. Coleman, not much room to run. He'll pick up a couple down to about the 46-yard line. I'm going to mark him right on the 45, so about a 3-yard pickup. Makes it third down and 7. Keeping the Bobcats honest up in the middle. They hand it off to number 4, Chase Coleman, the fullback. Coleman, a senior running back. So they got the senior Tulloch at quarterback and the senior Coleman in the backfield. They run with the wing, going to come in a single wing. Oh, it's a double wing here. So wings on both sides. One on the other side is Dashner, number 5. And now he comes to the near side. Dashner on the near side. There goes a man in motion. And the give is going to go to the fullback, Coleman, trying to run over the right. And he'll pick up maybe a yard on the play. It'll bring up fourth down and 6 for Crystal City. See if they punt it away this time or if they're going to go for it again. Number 5, Dashner, was out there. The handoff was to Coleman. Nobody, picked up one in the middle.
Nobody knew coming on the field. It looks like they're going to go for it.
Looks like they're going to go for it again. So fourth and 6 from the Bobcat 44-yard line. They're going to go for it again. Now this is Tulloch, Donovan Tulloch, number 8 at quarterback. Up under center. Again, Coleman behind him. Single wing, double wide out to the near side. Give is going to go. No, quarterback's going to keep it. He's going to try and run for the first down, and he's going to make it. It's a nice move. Got a good block out around the 38-yard line, and he takes this thing all the way down to the 20 or the 32. That's a good run again by the quarterback, Tulloch. Donovan Tulloch, number 8, picked up, what, about 14? It looked like about 14 to me on that play. Well, Tulloch with another first down for the Crystal City Hornets. And again, mean Austin Green checks back in the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats defensively at that middle linebacker spot. Coach Weber getting a lot of people in this game. Mikhail Cray is in there playing nose tackle for Thayer. Here to give up in the middle. This is Coleman. Coleman dives ahead and will pick up a couple of yards to about the 28-yard line. Give him actually 29. Now they worked at 28, so give him about close to 4 yards. Yeah, 4 yards on that play for Chase Coleman, the senior running back, running over the left side of the Bobcat defense. Second down and 6. Nice drive put together here by Crystal City. This quarterback brings a new dimension to the game because he is quick. Second down and 6 for Tulloch up under center. Double tight set. Going to give to the fullback. That is Coleman again, and Coleman will pick up a couple down to the 25-yard line. That's a 3-yard carry. It'll bring up third down at about 3 for the Crystal City Hornets. Clock is continuing to run here, down to 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats, if you joined us late, had the ball 3 times. They've scored 3 touchdowns, and they haven't run very many offensive plays. It's been big gain after big gain. Bobcats already with 53 yards rushing by Willison, 54 on 1 carry for Jordan Madden. And Haven's got 11. So Bobcats well over 100 yards rushing here in the first quarter and only 3 possessions. Third down and 3. Tulloch under center. Got a wing on the left side. Tulloch, dropped the snap again. This has to fall on it back at the 30-yard line. That'll be a loss on the play all the way back to the 29. So Tulloch will lose yardage here. It's going to bring up fourth down at about 7. That'll be a 4-yard loss on the play. And if they go for it at their own 22, they're going
to
go for it at the Bobcat 29.
They're going for it here.
Yeah, you would think so. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go here for Crystal City.
Never surrender.
I would look for Tulloch just to tuck this thing under and run. I think he was going to do it on that play, but he dropped the football. He's up under center again. Got a tight end on the left. 2 receivers in a bunch over there behind the big tight end. Here's Tulloch running to the left side. Bobcats hit him in the backfield and take him down for a loss. Big play by the Thayer Bobcats. Number 22, Griffin Willison, playing with that bad hand and all. Griffin Willison knocks him down for a six-yard loss, and the Thayer Bobcats will take over at their own 33-yard line. So the defense playing a little bit of bend but don't break, and the Bobcats preserve a first-quarter shutout here. We're down to 2:51 to go in the period. Bobcats lead at 19-0. Can they make it 4-for-4 on possessions and touchdowns? Jace Haven in at quarterback. He's going to give it on a pitch to Jordan Madden. Madden cuts off a block at the 35. After the 40, cuts it upfield. It's a foot race to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, all the way down to the 17-yard line. Jordan Madden turns on the Jets. That play goes for 10, 20, 30, 40, about 50 yards. Could that be possible? Did I misread that? No, they're going to bring it back. Oh, we got a penalty flag down. To go bring it back. Mm. Got a holding call against the Thayer Bobcats. Man, that hurts. Jordan Madden was what looked to be about a 50-yard gain, and I mean nobody touched him, but he made the tackle down at the 17-yard line. That was a good run by Jordan Madden. Would have been his second run of more than 50 yards on the line. And they're going to put the ball down at the 42-yard line. So it was a hold downfield somewhere. So, ends up the Bobcats actually gain 8 yards on the play. It's going to be first down and one. Actually gain 9 yards on the play. So the penalty didn't go back to the line of scrimmage. It was from the point of the infraction, which was downfield. So first and one for the Thayer Bobcats at the 47-yard line. Haven up under center. Split backs behind him. He's going to give it up in the middle to Jordan Madden. He breaks another tackle. He's to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet to the 45. He's to the 40. Tough to bring down at the 36-yard line. That's another 10, 20. That's another 30-yard run. 30 yards on the play for Jordan Madden. Mark him down actually at the 37. But Jordan Madden already approaching 100 yards. He's got 84 on two carries tonight.
It's a pretty good average.
The senior is putting together a pretty good night here against Crystal City. Nothing fancy. Bobcats just ran that one right up the middle. And with a minute 55 to go, they are getting close to that Community First Banking Company red zone. Here's the first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Haven up under center. Long signal count. Now the 9 seconds on the play clock. He is going to give it to Willison. Willison running up in the middle. He'll get down to near the 30 before he's knocked down. That's a good play back there by number five for Crystal City, making the tackle, Callaway Dashner. Pick up of about 5 yards on the play for Jackson Willison on a first down play. That number two, the Bobcat Jr.
That five-yard run by the Bobcats there is the least amount of yardage they've gained.
Yeah, that's the shortest gain of the night. Second down and five here. Split backs again. This time Haven fakes it in the middle. He's going to throw it. He's looking long. He's got a man open. That is Lane Grimes for the touchdown. Lane Grimes for the touchdown. That is a 32-yard touchdown completion with a minute 7 to go in the first quarter. That was pretty. A little play-action fake, and Grimes outruns the defender, makes a nice catch at the 5, and steps into the end zone. Thayer Bobcats now lead it 25-0 with the extra point try still to come. That was a pretty thrown ball.
Yes, it was.
Haven threw that one right on the money in stride. Grimes brought it in at about the 5, and then high-stepped it into the end zone. Here's Cale Willison on to attempt the extra point. He is 1-for-3 so far tonight. Trying to get the average back to 50%. Kick is up. This one looks like it is right down the middle. No, he pulled it left again. Wow. So Willison pulls it left on the extra point. He's now 1-for-4. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 25-0 with a minute to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have already scored 25 points in this game. We're not out of the first quarter yet, and that is $200 for the kids of St. Jude, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. Been all Thayer Bobcats here early against the Crystal City Hornets. a 54-yard run by Madden, a 15-yard run by Willison, an 11-yard run by Haven, and then Haven hits Grimes for a 32-yard touchdown pass. Well, four different Bobcats have scored here in the first quarter of this game, and that was a pretty, I mean, the ball was thrown exactly where it needed to be, just the right amount of air under it, and Grimes ran under it for the touchdown. That was pretty.
It was.
Here is Willison set to kick it off again. Kind of pulling everything to the left here tonight. This time he kicked it. This one's going right down the middle. Be taken by the deep man for Crystal City after the 25, 30-yard line. Sidesteps the tackler. And now gets hit at about the 30, and he'll go down right there. So Crystal City, they bring the offense back on the field. Last time they had it, they had something going, and all of a sudden, the Thayer Bobcats just put the clamps on them down around the 30-yard line and stopped them. And they come out again. Who will it be this time at quarterback? Will it be Tulloch or will it be Schomburg? Looks like number 8, Tulloch, back in the backfield as the quarterback, Donovan Tulloch, for Crystal City. Just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Our game brought to you tonight in part by the Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, the Alton Bank, and Penny Lane Accounting. And number 5, Dashner, goes wide to the far side. And again, it is Tulloch in at quarterback on a first down play. Hands off up in the middle and nowhere for the fullback to go. That is Chase Coleman. Tough kid running up in the middle, but nowhere to go. Getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Thayer Bobcats would be Kyron Magnuson making the play. It's a one-yard gain for the Crystal City Hornets. Pick number 74 this time playing on the nose for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Bobby Sanchez. We had seen Cale McCray in there earlier. Number 67 also out there on that defensive line for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Weston Rogers. Second down and 9 for Crystal City. Tulloch again, a quarterback with a lone setback in the backfield, running the single wing. They give the ball to the fullback again, running up in the middle, and there's nowhere to go, just about a yard. And we've got 4 Bobcats standing, and we've got 7 on the pile making the tackle. Coleman gets up off the bottom of that and says, I can't breathe. 7 Bobcats combining on that tackle right there.
He's making it. He's getting them honest, though. He's got about 15 yards on about 8 carries. So
yeah, picked up 2 that time, and we're going to get the, that's the end of the first quarter. All right, first quarter comes to an end. Thayer Bobcats with a 25-0 lead over the Crystal City Hornets here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, the Class 1 District 1 quarterfinals. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, we open the second quarter here at Lewis Bosman Field. The district quarterfinals or first-round matchup between the number 1 and number 8 seeds. And the number 1 right now is having some fun out there. The Thayer Bobcats, they lead it 25-0 at the end of the first quarter. Here comes Crystal City, 5 seconds on the play clock. They got Tulloch in there, quarterback. He rolls to the right side looking to throw. Wings this thing down the field. And this ball is going to be caught? No, it's intercepted. And now there's going to be some discussion here because I think both players, the offensive and defensive players, both had a hand on the ball. And this is going to be a catch for the Crystal City Hornets all the way down at the 41-yard line. Number, what was the number?
I thought it was a 22.
That must have been 25. Moyer, maybe? Anyway, the play goes for a big gain. That is a 10, 20, about 30 yards on the play. Tulloch threw that one good. Defender was there. And in the wrestle after the ball, it was Crystal City came up with the football. So a new set of downs, first and 10, down at the Thayer Bobcat 40-yard line. Tulloch drops the snap and then has to get on the ball as the Bobcats converge on him. Coming around the corner, there was Bobby Sanchez again making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be a loss of one on the play. Sanchez getting around his man into that backfield. That was a Weston Rogers, number 67, prevented his man from getting up, or prevented the quarterback from getting up. He just had to get down on the football. So second down and 11 here at the 42-and-a-half-yard line for Crystal City. The Hornets wearing the black and white uniforms with the red numbers and red helmets. Just underway in the second quarter, 25-0 Thayer with the lead. Crystal City's got something going again here offensively. Second down and 11. They send the man in motion. Now he stops, and players moving all over the place. So Crystal City going to get called for illegal motion here. Number two, Camden Bolton, the freshman, went in motion. And then the offensive, looked like the guard or the tackle on the near side, got a little antsy and came out of his stance. So 5-yard penalty against Crystal City. Going to make it second down at about 16. Ball back to the 47-and-a-half-yard line. 10:53 to go here in the first half. I say thanks to the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, along with the Langley Animal Clinic, helping to bring you the ball game tonight. Some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Tulloch back in there, quarterback, wearing the orange sleeves. They come to the line, 4 seconds on the play clock. Tulloch rolling to his left, looking to throw. Got some time, now going to tuck it and run. Bobcats give chase, and he'll run out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Running out of bounds at about the 44, being about 4 yards on the pickup for Tulloch, and he was just running for his life, and boy, the Bobcats were in pursuit. Mean Austin Green was bearing down on him, and he ran out of bounds. See a pickup of just a couple of yards on the play.
That was the right choice, Brian.
It was the right choice, because Mean Austin Green was about to show him why we call him Mean Austin Green. Clock stops with 10:27 as he ran out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Tulloch, again, at quarterback. Number four back in there, fullback, Chase Coleman. They've got three receivers on the near side. One of them's the wing. Tulloch fakes it, gives it to halfback, who breaks the tackle and gets inside the 40 to about the 39. That's going to be well shy of the first down marker. That was Chase Coleman, number four, on the delayed handoff. He'll pick up about three. Makes it fourth down and 8 at the Bobcat 39-yard line. And looks like Crystal City going to go for it again. They have gone for it. They have not punted the ball tonight. Well, Crystal City Hornets will line it up here, and they're going to go for it again on a fourth down and 8 from the Thayer 39-yard line. Getting the play in from the sideline. Tulloch comes to the line. Again, number four, Chase Coleman in the backfield. Three receivers wide on the far side. Tulloch fakes it in the middle. Now rolling out to the outside, throws this ball over the middle. It is intercepted back at the 20-yard line. That is Chris Cray. Cray is after the 30. It's a foot race. He's to the 40. He's to the 50. He's going to go. It's an 80-yard interception return for a touchdown for Chris Cray. And now we get a penalty flag coming down. A penalty flag thrown by the side judge all the way back here at the 20-yard line. I don't know what that's going to be about. Maybe a sideline warning on the Thayer Bobcats, but anyway, the penalty flag came down at the 20-yard line. Behind the play, Cray was almost into the end zone when that penalty flag came down, and we'll see what the official says. They're going to call unsportsmanlike conduct on the Thayer Bobcats. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Thayer Bobcat team. And they will assess the penalty, I believe, on the extra point. So Chris Cray is going to get credit for the touchdown. And the Bobcats will go for the extra point here. So Chris Cray with an 80-yard touchdown run on the interception. Picked that ball off at the 20. On the far side, came all the way to the near side. And nobody was going to catch Chris Cray on that play. So the points go on the board, makes it 31-0. And now the Thayer Bobcats will attempt the extra point. They line up here in the swinging gate for the first time tonight. They may be trying to go for two here. Officials going to the sideline to explain what the penalty was to Crystal City. And I don't know what exactly Bobcats did as a team. I know one of the Bobcat blockers out there was escorting Cray into the end zone. I don't know if they want to call that taunting. If that's going to be whistle for taunting, they should have been some of the other ball games this year.
Right.
Now, there were some far worse things than that. But Chris Cray, an 80-yard touchdown run on the interception. And now Bobcats come to the line. They will kick for the extra point, trying to make it 32-0. And the ball is back. Good snap. Ball down. Kick is up. And this one looks good. It is. So Cale Willison hits the extra point, makes it 32-0. Fair Bobcats with the lead with 9:22 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank.
Member FDIC.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Fair Bobcats have already scored five. Let's see, well, they've already scored, yeah, five touchdowns in the game. Five different players have scored. Jordan Madden on a 54-yard run. Jackson Willis on a 15-yard run. Jace Haven on an 11-yard run. Haven to Grimes on a 32-yard touchdown pass. And now Chris Cray, an 80-yard touchdown return on an interception. So Fair Bobcats lead it now 32-0. And they're going to enforce the penalty on the kickoff. And it takes the ball all the way back to the 25-yard line to the 15-yard penalty for the unsportsmanlike call against the Thayer Bobcats on the long touchdown run by Chris Craig. I guess they would call it taunting. I guess it was the only thing I could see that was wrong there. All right, so here we go, 9:22 to go in the first half. Thayer with the huge lead. Bobcat fans are having some fun out here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight. Here's Willison putting the leg into it. The kick going to come down at about the 38-yard line, taken by number five. That is Callaway Dashner. He's going to be tackled out at the 48-yard line. So pretty good field position for the Crystal City Hornets. So Tullock got a little pressure on that last play. He threw that ball a long ways, rolling to his right, and right into the hands of Chris Cray, who came from safety. And Chris was nowhere near the receiver when that ball was in the air. He made a nice read on it. Timed it perfectly to step in front of the receiver and pick it off. And the race was on. And you won't outrun Chris Cray very often going up that sideline.
No, you will not.
Here comes Crystal City. Tullock. Nope, looks like the other quarterback is back in there again. This is Kyle Schomburg on a 1st and 10. Schomburg is up under center. Single wing formation. Now movement early by Crystal City. The center snapped the ball before the quarterback was ready. So this will be a 5-yard penalty on Crystal City. And what Coach Billy Weber talked about on the pregame show is as they watched films and scouted them, they would roll along and you know, put some plays together, and then they would make mistakes. What are they going to call on the defense? Wow. So they call that offsides on the defense. The center actually snapped them. All right, so they call the Bobcat defense for offsides. That gives Crystal City 5 yards on the play. Bobcats, a lot of fresh jerseys out there on the field right now defensively with 9:15 to go in the first half. Schomburg, again, back in there, quarterback. Got Coleman behind him. They send the man in motion. Here's the give. Now, this time we got a penalty. Who's going to be this time? This may be on the Thayer Bobcats again. Or is it going to be 5 yards? No, this one is going to be, yep, against the defense. Somebody jumping off inside there. And that tends to happen sometimes when you don't have the starters. You got a lot of the JV kids already playing in this game for Thayer. And that's twice in a row that they've jumped into the neutral zone. So got to kind of get a handle on that. Big number 79. I'm not saying he called for the penalty, but Alex Victorino in there on the nose right now. 74. Bobby Sanchez is in playing on that defensive line. 1st and 10 for Crystal City. And Schomburg hasn't had to run a play. He's got it now. Got a man going in motion. This time they get the snap to the wingman coming across the back of the formation. He's going to pick up about 4 yards on the play. That was number 5, Dashner, on the carry. Well, he's a big, tall kid. Dashner on the pickup will get 5 yards, make a 2nd down and 5, down to the Thayer 37-yard line. 8:52 to go here in this first half. Now down under 8:50. The clock continues to run. 2nd down and 5 for Crystal City. The Hornets come to the line, 15 seconds on the play clock. Got a man coming wide to the near side. Double wing formation this time. And again, Chase Coleman is the fullback. Got a man going in motion. Here's a give to Coleman. Running over the right. He's going to get hit and brought down. Looks like be shy of the first down marker. Looks like about a 3-yard pickup for Chase Coleman, number 4, running over the right side. Make it a third down and short yardage here for Crystal City. And, you know, between the 30s, they've moved the ball pretty good against this Bobcat defense, but no points on the board. And, again, Thayer playing with a lot of fresh faces out there, bringing new people in just about every other play. So third down and 2. That's a short 2 for Crystal City. Number 3, Kyle Schomburg up there at quarterback. He's a big, long, lanky kid, just a sophomore. They got a man going in motion. Schomburg takes the handoff and gives it to Coleman up in the middle. He's going to go for a first down. Coleman will get it down to about the 30. Or no, the quarterback kept it and gets tackled behind the line.
Oh.
Schomburg gets tackled behind the line for about a 2-yard loss. I saw the Bobcats tackling back there. I didn't realize he had the ball. That's a good ball fake.
It was a heck of a fake, yeah.
A good ball fake. That makes it 4th down now and 3 on the, it's about a 2-yard loss for Schomburg on the play. And on 4th down, obviously at the Bobcat 35, Crystal City is going to go for it. Can the Bobcat defense stop them again? So far they have just about every time they've gone for it on 4th down. And they've done that every time it's been 4th down. They have not punted the ball. Schomburg up under center. 4th down and a long 3. Rolling to his right, looking to throw. Throws this one out on the flash. Pass is going to be complete. But it looks like a first down. They needed about 4 yards, and they got about 5 on the play. Completed to number 5, Callaway Dashner, looks like. So a first down for the Crystal City Hornets down to the Thayer Bobcat 31-yard line. 7:07 to go. You know, this team averages 16 points a game. It's not like they don't score. They average 16 points per game, almost 17 points a game. They've got a first and 10 now down to the 31-yard line. Schomburg again, number 3, Kyle Schomburg, up under center. Got a wide receiver to the far side. Here comes Dashner in motion. They give it to Coleman in the middle, and Coleman will dive ahead to just about the 30. About 1 yard on the pickup for number 4, Chase Coleman, the workhorse for these Crystal City Hornets. Picks up 1 on that play. The clock goes down under 7 minutes to play in the first half. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll have the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Mike Robertson will have some scores from some of the other games going on around the region involving SCA schools and some of the others. And hopefully we can get some scores for you on the other games in the Class 1 District 1. See how those are going out over in the southeast part of the state. Second down and 9 here. 10 seconds on the play clock. Man going in motion for the Hornets. Schomburg, the quarterback, gives it to Coleman again. No, keeps it. Now gets it on the pitch. Trying to get to the outside. The ball carrier number 2, Kendon Bolton, and he will go nowhere. Going to be a loss of about 3 yards on the play for Bolton. There was nowhere to go. Bobcats didn't go for the fake in the middle, and they went to the pitch man. And the play loses 3 yards, so Bolton minus 3 brings up a third down and 11 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Schomburg again at quarterback. Comes to the line on a third down at 11. Got number 25, Jason Moyer, wide to the far side. Double wing formation here. Schomburg takes the snap, rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking over the middle, nobody open. Now gets some pressure on the backside. Now just lets it fly, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds down around the 25-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down at 11. Mean Austin Green giving backside pressure out there for the Thayer Bobcats. He just couldn't quite get there before the quarterback let the ball loose. So a fourth and 11 now for Crystal City. And obviously, they're going to go for it again.
Never surrender.
Never surrender. And now, well, we don't have a football out there. Now we do. And they're going to bring the ball all the way over to the near side of the field. Now to fourth down and 11. 5:36 to go in the first half. Clock is running. Schomburg up under center. Got Coleman behind him. Single wing. They got 2 receivers on the near side. Tight end on the near side. Now the wingman goes in motion. And Schomburg, the quarterback, is going to keep it and has a bad decision. He's brought down in the backfield. Big number 74 making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobby Sanchez will tackle the quarterback for about a 3-yard loss. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat football at their own 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcat offense. Jace Haven leads the offense out onto the field. We'll also see Jackson Willison and Jordan Madden, so both the starting running backs still in there. Bobcats with the starters out there on offense. So far, 5 Bobcat touchdowns, 5 different players have scored in the game. We've got 5 minutes left in the first half. A lot of time here for Thayer. Split back formation, double wide set. Tight end on the far side. Bobcats running the option. Haven going to keep it. He's to the 40. He's to the 50. And he's going for a touchdown. Haven to the 20. To the 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. No penalty flag. That is a 65-yard touchdown run for Bobcat quarterback Jace Haven. His second touchdown run of the night. And nobody ever even came close to touching him. They ran the option. He kept it. He saw the opening and he took advantage. The senior with a 65-yard touchdown run with 5:07 to play in the first half. Haven now up over 70 yards rushing in the game.
That's only the 10th play overall the Bobcats have ran so far tonight.
10 plays and they've already scored 38 points. And the extra point try here to count. Wow. So another touchdown. This one coming with 5:07 to go in the first half. Haven with his second of the night. And Cale Willison on to attempt the extra point. And it's a bad snap. Haven picks it up. Bobcats are running the fire drill here. And Haven now just going to take it, run for the pylon. Did he get in? The official still no signal says, yes, the two-point conversion is good as the Bobcats run the fire drill. So Haven dives into the end zone. Two-point conversion and 3 more yards on the pickup for Jace Haven. Thayer Bobcats lead it now 40-0 with 5:07 to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient. Leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Statman Mike tells me the Thayer Bobcats have already rolled up 254 yards of offense. We've still got 5 minutes to go in the first half, folks. And they've done that on only 11 offensive plays.
Including the extra, the two-point conversion.
Including the two-point conversion.
Correct.
Wow. So Thayer Bobcats having some fun here on a football Friday night in the Ozarks. And the first-round district contest, they lead Crystal City now 40-0 with 5:07 to go in the first half. Cale Willison again tees it up for the Bobcats, comes to it. A short kick going to be taken by one of the up men at the 32-yard line. That's number 3, Kyle Schomburg, the quarterback. And he brings it out across the 40 to about the 42. And that's where Crystal City will have it, 1st and 10. Thayer Bobcat defense, which has been good, right back out on the field. They are pitching a shutout here in the first two quarters of this game. Thayer Bobcats have been stingy defensively all year. They only give up 8 points per game while scoring an average of 36. They have already beat their average here in the first half tonight. So Thayer getting some more new faces out and some fresh uniforms out on the field. Kyron Magnuson back in. He'll play some linebacker. Mean Austin Green comes out. And here comes Crystal City. This time it is Schomburg at quarterback. Coleman is the lone setback in the double wing. Now they got a man going in motion. He'll give it to Coleman. Coleman, gets a little room to run. Goes through a tackle and down to the 50-yard line. That was a good run by Coleman. It was Schomburg on the carry. Picks up good yardage. Picks up 8 yards on that play.
That was Coleman.
Coleman, that's right. Yeah, Coleman. Kid's a good hard runner.
Yes.
Coleman is a good hard runner. Picked up 8 yards there.
About 30 for the game so far on 12 carries.
30 on 12 carries. He has carried the load for Crystal City. Schomburg again up under center. Double wing formation for the Hornets. Got a man coming in motion. That is Dashner. They give it to Coleman up in the middle. And he goes maybe a yard on that play. Good play there in the interior of the defense by the Thayer Bobcats. And again, big number 74 making the play for the Bobcat defense. That is Bobby Sanchez making the tackle. Pickup of 1. Brings up a 3rd down and 1. For Crystal City. Bobby Sanchez with a good play, knifing under the blocker and making that tackle. Number 33 into the game for Thayer. That is Dalton Paulette, playing a little outside linebacker. Defensive end, if you will. A lot of other fresh uniforms out there as well. 3rd down and 1 here. Schomburg comes to center. at the 50-yard line. Got a man going in motion. He's going to go run the option play. He's going to get hit and brought down behind the line. That'll be a 2-yard loss on the play. And again, the Bobcats blow it up. Who was that on that tackle? That was Landon Madden, number 14, with a tackle for a loss. That'll bring up a 4th-and-3 for Crystal City. Landon Madden came from his linebacker spot, shot the gap on the option, and brought down the quarterback for a 2-yard loss. That's a very athletic play for the linebacker. Landon Madden, number 14. So the Madden boys have had an impact on this game so far tonight. 4th-and-3, and with 3:09 to go in the first half, Crystal City says, yep, we're going for it again. Schomburg up under center at his own 48-yard line. He got Bolton going in motion. They hand the ball to Coleman running up the middle. He's got the first down as he's going to pick up 5 yards. That is Chase Coleman, the senior running back, going to pick up 5 on a first down down to the Bobcat 46-yard line. A good run over the left side. Got in behind that big offensive line. They got some hosses out there. I mentioned earlier, number 71, Ian Raftery, a big senior. Where's number 71? He's a big kid. Raftery making a key block on that play. 1st-and-10 for Crystal City with 2:42 to go at the Thayer 46-yard line. Schomburg again in at quarterback. Got Coleman behind him on a first down play. Brings Dashner in motion. Now he stops. They give it to Coleman, running over the right. He'll pick up 3, 4, almost 5 yards on the play. Bobcats managed to bring him down at about the 43-yard line. Coleman, number 4, he's not very big, but he's a tough kid. I like this kid. He runs hard. 2nd-and-7 after the 3-yard pickup for Coleman. Chase Coleman, number 4. Clock down to 2:08 to play in the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report coming up. Glad to have you along on K-Country 95. If you're listening on the radio, listening on the live app, or maybe you're listening on the live video stream, glad to have you on board tonight for Thayer Bobcat football. Crystal City on a 2nd-and-7. Fake the handoff to Coleman. Schomburg's going to keep it. Runs up the right side. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet and all the way down to, well, about the 30-yard line. Schomburg going up the right side. He's going to take it all the way inside to 30, down to the 28-yard line. That play started at about the 43? That's about a 15-yard pickup for Schomburg, quarterback for Crystal City. And Crystal City now, maybe their deepest penetration into Bobcat territory at the 28-yard line with a minute 46 to go. Clock running here in the first half. Their Bobcat defense like to preserve this shutout. They take pride in shutting out teams for quarter after quarter after quarter. 1st-and-10. There's Schomburg, the quarterback, gives to a Coleman, right up the middle. He popped it to the outside. He's got some room. He's inside the 20 to the 15, and finally brought down at the 5-yard line. That is a nice run from the 28 to the 5. That is a 23-yard run for Chase Coleman. Had that ball in the middle, popped it to the outside, and the Bobcats ran him down from the backside. But with a minute 37 to go, Crystal City looking to put some points on the board here. Their Bobcat defense trying to stand tall. 20 seconds on the play clock. Minute 37 to go on the game clock here in the first half. Schomburg up on a 1st-and-goal to go from about the 5-yard line. Gives it to Coleman again. No, Schomburg's going to keep it. Fakes the pitch, cuts up into the middle, dives down toward the end zone, and he is in for the touchdown. The quarterback, number 3, Kyle Schomburg, with a 5-yard touchdown run with a minute 30 to play in the second quarter. So finally, Crystal City will get on the scoreboard with a minute 30 to go in the first half as Schomburg will go 5 yards for the touchdown, and they will set up here and they will go for 2. After going for 2, Coleman is the back in the single wing formation here from the 2.5-yard line. Schomburg, the quarterback, looks over the defense, takes the snap. Going to hand the ball off to Bolton on reverse, and the Bobcats have no part of it. Tackled out there in the open field. That is a pretty play. Number 22 for the Thayer Bobcats stopped the reverse play. That was Griffin Willison making the stop. And with a minute 30 to go in the first half, our score, Thayer leads Crystal City 40-6. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Giving by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Crystal City gets on the scoreboard here with a minute 30 to go in the first half, and it is now 40-6. Bear Bobcats with the lead over the Crystal City Hornets here at Lewis Bosman Field. And the Hornets getting ready to kick it off. Number 5 going to put the foot into it. That is Callaway Dashner, the junior. Bobcats with the Madden boys back deep along with Jace Haven back around the 20-yard line. There, Bobcats already with 5 touchdowns in this game tonight. That's $250 for the kids at St. Jude. Here's Dashner coming to the ball. Low line drive kick will be taken by Jordan Madden. He'll come up. He'll fake a handoff, and he's going to return it. He's out to the 30. Breaks the tackle at the 35, trying to get up the sideline. Cuts it back into the 45. He's out to the 50, and finally going to be drugged down at the 46. And we got a penalty flag down back at the 49-yard line. This may be a hold or maybe a block in the back. And, you know, as pretty a run that was, Jordan Madden was going up the sideline, and when he cut it back upfield, the defender turned around, and a blocker hit him in the back. I think is what's going to be the call. So that's one of those, excuse me, I was going to block him, and he turned around.
Right.
Well, it'll be against the Thayer Bobcats. And, again, it looks like a block in the back will take the ball back. And it'll give the Thayer Bobcats some more room to run here. That's the way it's been tonight. Doesn't matter where they've started, one or two plays and a touchdown. Minute 19 to go. Well, the penalty on the Bobcats takes it back to the 38-yard line with a minute 19 to go. Jace Haven's gone the entire first half at quarterback. Yeah, I think we're going to see Landry Pitts in the second half. Haven is up under center, split backs behind him. That is Madden and Willison. They're going to give it to Madden on the pitch. One man to beat. He gets up to the 40, 45. Still on his feet to the 50. Got a blocker. He's to the 35, 30, to the 25, 20. And going to be dragged down all the way down to the 5-yard line. Almost a horse collar. And that play goes from the 36-yard line all the way down to the 7. And I'll let you try and determine how many yards that is. Another long run by Jordan Madden, who is going to be over 150 yards rushing in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. So that was well over 50.
About 55.
I'd say that's, he's down to the 7. That'd be 43. Started at 37. I think that's 63.
Okay.
63 yards on the run here to Bobcats on a first down play. In the red zone, they give it to Madden again, trying to get into the end zone. He does for the touchdown. 7-yard touchdown run for Jordan Madden. Over the right side, and the Thayer Bobcats add 6 more. It is now 46-6 with 54 seconds to go in the first half. It's all Thayer Bobcats here tonight. A 63-yard run tapped off by a 7-yard run. 173 yards rushing for Jordan Madden in the first half. And, folks, that is on 5 carries. That is almost 25-yard average.
Plus a 50-yard run that got called back for the penalty.
Exactly. So, yeah, 50 more that got called back on the penalty. So, yeah, good night for the Bobcat senior. Having some fun here in the district tournament. Here's the extra point try. Kick is up, and it is no good. Wide right again. So Cale Willison struggling, kicking the extra points here tonight. And with 54 seconds to go in the first half, our score 46-6. Thayer Bobcats with lead. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The 4 highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, we're down under a minute to go in the first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer has scored 7 touchdowns, and they lead the Crystal City Hornets 46-6. Crystal City just scored a moment ago, and after the kickoff there, Bobcats turned right around and went 67 yards on two plays. 63-yard run and a 4-yard run for Jordan Madden. Madden again over 170 yards rushing in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. Willison hadn't carried it much. He's only carried it four times. He's got 58.
Yep.
And Haven was 79 on three carries. Been all Thayer Bobcats against Crystal City here at Lewis Bosman Field. And Willison tees it up again at the 40-yard line. Well, Crystal City going to have a little bit of time here to do something offensively in this first half. Comes to the ball. Kick it. Going to be a good deep kick all the way back to the 15-yard line. Out to the 20, 25. Dashner all the way out to the 34-yard line. I don't think that was Willison that time. That was a left-footed kicker. We'll have to see who that was. That was a good, high, long kick right down the middle. It looked to me like a left-footed boot there. And Crystal City will have it first and 10 at their own 34-yard line, first and 10. Will it be Schomburg or will it be Tulloch? Looks like it'll be, well, Tulloch is over on the sideline, doesn't even have his helmet on. So Schomburg is going to go again here for Crystal City at quarterback. Schomburg, just the sophomore. I actually thought Crystal City moved the ball better with Tulloch in there, but not in there now. First and 10 for Crystal City back at their own 34-yard line. Schomburg up under center, double wing formation, fakes a handoff in the middle, looking to throw the ball, looking downfield. This ball is going to be overthrown and incomplete. Out around the 50-yard line, intended for number 5, Callaway Dashner. Dashner had to go off his fingertips. And Schomburg has thrown the ball a little high all night long tonight. Every time he's thrown, it seems like it's been just a little bit high. So that will bring up a second down and 10. Clock stopped with 42 seconds to go in the first half. Stay tuned for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report coming up. Mike Robertson will have some scores of other games around the region. And we'll have all your first half stats for you. Second down and 10 here for Crystal City. Double wing formation again. Wing on the far side actually is kind of in the slot. And this time Schomburg wants to throw it again. Pump fakes. Now winds up, throws it again. This ball is going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted by Jesse White. All the way down around the 40-yard line. That'll bring up a third down and 10. Cale McCray goes into the ballgame here for Thayer. Landon Madden will come out. And Thayer has used a lot of players on defense tonight. I mean, a lot. And I don't know that the defensive line has been in there, the starting defensive line. I don't know if they've been in there for a play tonight. Bobcats have been able to go with a different offensive line than defensive line. Getting a lot of rest for those biggins up front. Third down and 10 here. Schomburg 0 for 2 throwing the football on this possession. He's got it up under center. Going to give it to Coleman. Coleman looking to run. He's out to the 40-yard line. Cuts it back inside and got a first down out to the 45. That'll be a 12-yard run for Chase Coleman. Number 4 for Crystal City. And that'll move the chains out to the 45-yard line. New set of downs for Crystal City with 29 seconds to play in the first half.
And Coleman's got about 75 yards for the game.
Yeah, he's done a nice job.
Yeah,
like I say, runs hard, makes good decisions, looks like he runs the daylight well.
He's had 17 carries and none of them for negative yardage. And he's just chipping away slowly.
Having a pretty good night tonight. Here comes the first and 10 from their own 45. Schomburg for Crystal City sends Bolton in motion. Going to give it to Coleman again, running over the right side, gets off a tackle. Oh, going to be stopped there for about a one-yard gain. Trying to get behind big number 71. Just couldn't quite get around him, and the defense makes the stop. Thayer Bobcats over there look like number 75 making the play. And that's going to be the final play of the first half. That was Zach Jones making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. And that's the end of our first half of action here at Lewis Bosman Field. The Thayer Bobcats lead the Crystal City Hornets 46-6 is our halftime score. We're going to take a timeout, and we're getting started on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online and then simply call the store when you arrive and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, to leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
We're back here at Lewis Bosman Field, the Thayer Bobcat Marching Band, entertaining the folks here at halftime. Welcome to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here tonight. They lead the Crystal City Hornets by a score of 46-6 at the half. Let's see how we got started here tonight. First play from scrimmage for the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Madden went 54 yards for a touchdown. Extra point was no good. That was with 11:42 to go. In the first quarter, Thayer led 6-0. It was with 10:55 to go after Crystal City fumbled on their first play from scrimmage. Bobcats recovered it. And after two plays, Jackson Willison scored on a 15-yard touchdown run. Thayer led 12-0. Extra point was no good. Bobcats scored again in the first quarter. It was Jace Haven on an 11-yard touchdown run with 7:43 to go. Extra point was good. Made it 19-0. Bobcats weren't done in the quarter. They got the ball back, and with a minute 7 to go, it was Jace Haven throwing a 32-yard bomb to Lane Grimes for the touchdown. An absolutely beautiful throw. Great catch. And the Bobcats led it 25-0 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer didn't stop. 9:22 to go in the second quarter. Chris Cray picked off a pass at the 20-yard line, and he went 80 yards for the interception return for the touchdown. I did hit on the extra point that time. That's the only one that Wilson's made tonight. Made it 32-0 with 9:22 to go in the half. They are not done again. Got the ball back with 5:07 to go, and Jace Haven tucked it under and went 65 yards for a touchdown. The two-point conversion was good and made it 40-0. And then the folks at Crystal City, they got a little bit of something going offensively, and with a minute 30 to go, Schomburg scampered in for a 5-yard touchdown run. The extra point was no good on a two-point try. That made it 40-6, and Thayer got the ball back, and with 54 seconds to play, after a 63-yard run, Jordan Madden punched it in from about 7 yards out, made it 46-6 here at the intermission. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here tonight, and those five touchdowns, that is good for $50 per touchdown to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for the kids of St. Jude, compliments of the Thayer Dental Clinic or Thayer Dental Care. And at more than five touchdowns, there was 4, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. That's $350 for the kids of St. Jude. I was trying to do math and talk at the same time, and I don't do well with that. So $350 for the kids of St. Jude from Thayer Dental Care. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back with our halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
I guess we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats have a lead here in the first round district contest in the Class 1 District 1 tournament. Thayer, the number one seed, showing everybody why tonight they lead it here over Crystal City at the half, 46-6 is our score. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report, and take a look at our stats that Statman Mike has been putting together for us here, and it's been all Thayer Bobcats. Thayer Bobcats, folks, have 342 total yards in the first half on 13 offensive plays.
That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. So let's start right there. Thayer Bobcats with 310 yards on the ground, 32 in the air, 342 total on 13 plays. Jace Haven, by the way, 1-for-1 for 32 yards in the touchdown throwing the football. He's also rushed for 2. And individual for the Thayer Bobcats are led tonight by Jordan Madden with 173 yards rushing on 5 carries, 79 on 2 or 3 carries for Haven, and 58 for Willison on 4 carries. For Crystal City, they have 125 yards rushing, 37 in the air, and their two quarterbacks have combined to go 2-for-9 for 37 yards. So 162 total yards for Crystal City, 24 for Schomburg, the one of the quarterbacks, a -2 for Dashner, 77 for the halfback, Coleman. Coleman, a good night, 77 in the first half, but 18 carries. He has been the workhorse for them. And see, 31 yards rushing for Tulloch, and a -5 for number 2, Bolton. So that's how it adds up here. First half stats, Thayer outgaining Crystal City, as the score would indicate,
right,
342-162. And that's with the Bobcats not playing the starters on defense. I mean, not all of them. I mean, they're keeping starters out there all the time. But a lot of subs are getting a lot of playing time here, and valuable playing time as the Bobcats get into the districts, further on into the districts. Now, we do know, Mike, that Caruthersville will be our opponent next Friday night. We've gotten word here that Portageville had to forfeit the game tonight to Caruthersville, I would assume due to a lack of not enough players to play. You know, you got to have enough players. Not only have starters out there, but a depth chart.
Sure.
And they did not have enough players to play. So Portageville has had to forfeit their first-round game in the district. They do that to number 4, Caruthersville. So Caruthersville, if the Thayer Bobcats hang on and win this game,
sure,
they will host Caruthersville next Friday night here at Lewis Bosman Field in the district semifinals.
Portageville had some pretty good teams here in the past.
They have had some good teams. Yes, they have.
Booker and Antonio Sykes, that whole crew. I'm familiar.
I remember them well, especially Mr. Booker. He was a special kind of player.
On the football field and on the basketball court.
Well, he went on to play basketball at University of Washington.
Right.
And was a standout out there. All right, so you're listening to Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We're going to take another timeout. Mike Robertson is at the sports desk, and we'll have some scores and things for us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Again, Thayer Bobcat Football, the presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story. Story starts here.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at K-Country 95 on your Pizza Halftime Report. We got our scoreboard to look at real quickly. Of course, our game here, their Bobcats in control, leading Crystal City 46-6. Looking at the rest of the games in the district, as Mike said, Caruthersville a winner by forfeit over Portageville. So if the Bobcats hold on, they will face Caruthersville next Friday night at Thayer. The other two games in the district, St. Vincent leading Chaffee at last report 41-6. Hey, tie all over Malden 38-0 on the last report. Now looking at some of the other district games tonight, at the half it is Liberty all over Houston 44-0 in that one. Willow Springs and Forsyth in a good one, they're tied at 14. Mountain Grove beating up on Clinton 35-0, and Kabul leading Diamond 22-0. Also the Salem Missouri Tigers leading Potosi right now 13-0. We go into Arkansas here looking at some regular season games. Mountain Home Bombers trying to get another win. They are leading Russellville 14-7. Highland trails Jonesboro Westside 14-8 right now. It is Pocahontas over Blytheville in a close one 7-6. Melbourne leading Camden Harmony Grove 13-8. And Batesville leading Greene County Tech 20-0. Again, that's the scores we have right now. We'll be trying to watch those games. Of course, district games are special close here through the rest of the evening. Again, St. Vincent leading Chaffee 41-6. Hayti leading Malden 38-0. We'll keep you updated with all the latest here, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foyer.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend.
Each debit card transaction from your Keep Spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keep Savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the number one seeded Thayer Bobcats are well on their way to a trip to the district semifinals. They lead the Crystal City Hornets here at the half, 46-6. And, boy, Mike, back at the studio. A good night for the South Central Association Conference, where the Thayer Bobcats play. From what I ascertain, all of the conference schools that are in action tonight are winning. Is that what I heard, Mike?
Well, yeah, all winning. Willow Springs is tied. They're tied with Forsyth at 14-14.
Yeah, I think Forsyth is the number one seed in that district. Yeah. So that's good showing by the SCA tonight. So congratulations to the SCA schools. Keep it going and see if we can get the SCA into some district championship games here this year. And, again, we do know now that the Thayer Bobcats will play next Friday night if they go on and win this game. And, of course, this game is not over. But if they go ahead and win this game, Thayer will host Caruthersville next Friday night here at Lewis Bosman Field. Caruthersville has won by forfeit tonight over Portageville. And, Mike, did we find anything on the St. Vincent game with Chaffee?
Yeah, we did. I reported just a few minutes ago, St. Vincent leading Chaffee 41-6.
Okay, that's about how we expected that one to go as well. This is a loaded district. St. Vincent, Hayti, and Thayer all in the state rankings. Matter of fact, Hayti and Thayer both ranked in the top three in the state rankings. So this is a loaded up district. And, of course, a lot of good football to play here in the 2020 football season. I want to say thanks to your Thayer Bobcat sponsors to help bring you the game tonight. They include Cruise Livestock, LLC, and Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the REMAX Real Estate Exchange, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Southern Bank in Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman in West Plains, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2, FNBC Community Bankers, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, along with the Thayer Dental Care, who is now up to $350 for the kids at St. Jude and the scoring for a cure. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, along with Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, Dr. Mike Kersey and the staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Knox Orthopedic of Mountain Home and West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, and Ozarka College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. Both teams have made their way back out to the sidelines, and we are getting ready for the kick to start the second half. It'll be Crystal City ball to start the second half tonight, and you got to wonder how long the Thayer Bobcats will stay with the starters here in this second half, and if it's like most games like this go, it'll be for one possession.
Right.
One possession to start the second half. And then we'll see the JV out on the field. And a lot of the JV players have played throughout this game on defense. I mean, there are several Thayer Bobcats, including Jace Haven, the big dog Bobby Dale, that have not played a down of defense in this football game tonight. And that's your two all-staters.
And the worst news for Crystal City fans is that their JV team is really good this year.
They are really good. They are really good.
They're not going to slow down once they get in. So.
No. You would think that maybe Landry Pitts would get some time in at quarterback tonight to keep him sharp. And, of course, he was the starter for six games this year.
And did outstanding.
Did outstanding.
Filling in that role.
All right, here we go. Thayer Bobcast set to kick it off. We hope you enjoyed the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. And here's the kick. Going to go to Coleman back at the 20-yard line for Crystal City. Trying to get to the middle of the field. Does. Turns it up at the 30. Out to the 35 and finally brought down at about the 39-yard line. And that's where Crystal City will trot out their offense. And we talked before the ball game started. They've only got like 18 kids on their roster.
Right.
Crystal City. And, you know, a large community, a lot of population up there, but there are so many high schools in that general vicinity that they just don't get a whole lot of kids out for football.
Right.
And here we go, first and 10. It is Schomburg back in at quarterback. We have not seen Tulloch in a while. And he is still over on the sideline without his helmet on for Crystal City, so he may have got his bell rung. Here he is, Thayer getting on another player defensively. And there's going to be a give. Well, the quarterback's going to keep it and going to be brought down. That is Coleman brought down by the Thayer Bobcats. And what a tackle, number 8 for the Bobcats. That, of course, is Caden Comm. Caden Comm with the tackle, the sophomore, getting in, shooting the gap and making a tackle for a 3-yard loss as Coleman got the handoff deep in the backfield and there was nowhere to go. Caden Comm in there, number 64 in there for the Bobcats. That is Isaac Steimer playing some linebacker. As the Mikhail Cray was in there for a moment, comes back out. A lot of fresh faces out there. Number 32, Colt Gonzalez into the game, playing the corner out here on the near side. It's a double wing formation. Ball going to go to Bolton, trying to get to the outside, trying to cut it upfield. Does. He's up the sideline to the 45. He's going to be taken down and out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Bolton with about a 10-yard pickup on a second down and 12. And that'll give Crystal City the ball out to the, well, hold the phone. They marked him out of bounds at the 44. So they must have stepped out of bounds there after a 5-yard pickup. That'll bring up a third down and 5 for Crystal City. And Thayer Bobcats with the JV defense on the field right now. Not one starter on the field for the Thayer Bobcats from the varsity right now. So the JV going to play the entire second half, it looks like, here. On the defensive side of the ball anyway. Third down and 5 for Crystal City. Schomburg drops the snap. Now has to pick it up and just try and run for it. He'll pick up only a yard. It'll bring up a fourth down and long for Crystal City. And they've had a problem with that all night long, whether it be Schomburg or Tulloch. We've seen them both drop snaps coming out from under center tonight. So fourth down and about 4 for Crystal City. And they're going to go for it at the Thayer Bobcat or at their own 45-yard line.
No punt, no surrender.
Yep, no, they haven't punted the ball all night. And I got a feeling that they will not. And, you know, you're 2-6. You're playing a team that you're probably not going to beat anyway. Why not get an extra offensive play in there every time you got the ball? Fourth, you know, they're playing for the future, getting ready for a year from now. Fourth down at about 4.5. Schomburg going to give to Coleman. Oh, and Coleman slipped down in the middle of the field, and he will not get enough for the first down. Getting the tackle in there for
21.
Number 21 on the carry?
Yeah.
Okay, number 21 on the carry for Crystal City. That would be Caden Raftery, the freshman, and he slipped and fell down. So, Thayer Bobcats will trot the offense out on the field here at their own Crystal City 45-yard line. Great field position. And Jace Haven going back out there.
Another.
Jace Haven back out there for the Thayer Bobcats. And the looks like the starting offense is going to start the second half here for the Thayer Bobcats. Leading 46-6. Bobcats coming to the line. Oh, the play clock has gone dead. So the Bobcats are going to get whistled, and they're kind of looking over the situation going, how did that happen? How did that happen after the exchange? That was a quick 35 seconds. Anyway, it is going to be, now they're going to pick up the flag. Yep, yeah, they're going to pick up the flag. There, Bobcats are going to have a 1st and 10. The clock should not have started until the Bobcats got to the line of scrimmage and snapped the ball. So here they come. Bobcats bring Grimes wide to the near side. Jesse White wide to the far side. Two backs behind Haven, and they give it to Willison. Willison running up the middle. Is going to get 10, 12 yards on a 1st down and 10 and take it down to the 32-yard line. That's another Thayer Bobcat 1st down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And now we're getting new uniforms coming out on the field for the Thayer Bobcats. Excuse me. It looks like the night is done for most of the Thayer Bobcats starting offense. Jordan Madden comes off the field. Jace Avery comes off the field. Landry Pitts off the field. And in their quarterback, it'll be number 8. That is Caden Comm for the Thayer Bobcats. Caden Comm up under center. Double or split backs behind him. Fakes a handoff and going to try and run with it. And that's going to be a mistake. He's going to be tackled all the way back at a 35-yard line. Going to be a 3-yard loss for Caden Comm trying to get to the corner. He is run down by number 4. That is Chase Coleman for the Crystal City Hornets. So it'll bring up a 2nd down and 13 for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 27 in there at one of the running back spots for the Bobcats, Cale Crawford. In Com in their quarterback. Number 17 into the ballgame, that is Eric Simer, going wide to the far side. Got a man wide to the near side. Number one, Mark Spencer. In her offensively, Bobcats giving the football. Spencer trying to get to the outside. Is going to pick up about a yard, maybe two. Harlan gets it down near the 32-yard line. So Spencer, Mark Spencer, the Bobcat freshman, will pick up about 3 yards on that play. It'll bring up a third down and 10. The Spencer kid's an impressive running back. We saw him play in a couple of JV games this year. He does a good job. Third down and 10, or basically what is the Thayer Bobcat junior varsity on the field already here at Lewis Bosman. Play clock down to 20 seconds as they break the huddle. Come to the line of scrimmage. 5:59 to play in the third quarter. There's a handoff, a little reverse play going to number 13, Rowan Spencer. Spencer tries to cut it up inside and gets tripped up after about a 5-yard pickup. That'll bring up a fourth down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. That's the other Spencer, Rowan Spencer, on the carry. And we'll get 4 yards. Make it fourth down here and 6. Thayer Bobcats are going to go for it down at the 28-yard line of the Crystal City Hornets. Thayer breaks the huddle. They'll come to the line. Going to line up here in a double wing formation. Spencer and Spencer on the wings. Bobcats doing a little misdirection. Got the Spencer. That is Rowan Spencer. And he's going to be hit behind the line and brought down by Coleman. So Crystal City, with their starters still out there on defense, and their Bobcat JV is going to give the ball up on downs at the 31-yard line. So a loss of 4 yards on the play for Rowan Spencer after he picked up 4 on the previous play. Ball back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's where Crystal City will have it, first and 10. And more Bobcat subs getting in the ball game. And, JV defense back out there again for the Thayer Bobcats. They stopped Crystal City on the last possession. Down to 4:40 to go. We're under the turbo clock here. Have been since the start of the second half. A quick second half here. Schomburg back in at quarterback. Double wing formation for Crystal City. Got Coleman at the... actually got a different fullback in there now. And now we're going to get a penalty flag down. There's movement on Crystal City. Movement all over the field. Number 21 is in there at tailback, by the way, for Crystal City. That would be Caden Raftery. And a 5-yard penalty on the Hornets will back the ball up to the 26-yard line. And that's where the Hornets have it, first and 10. 4:03 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats are going to move to the semifinals of the Class 1 District 1 tournament. They'll play right here next Friday night with Caruthersville. 15 seconds on the play clock as Crystal City comes to the line. They got number 5, Callaway Dashner, wide to the near side. Bolton going in motion. And the give is going to be up in the middle. And a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards. Boy, and there's a penalty flag down. That's a late hit on Dashner out there. Dashner out there 20 yards away from the play, just absolutely leveled a Thayer Bobcat player all the way back around the 45-yard line. And that was after the play was over. That's going to be a personal foul penalty there on Dashner. That was just not a smart play at all. 3 yards on the carry, by the way, for Caden Raftery. Makes it a second down and 12. And now they're going to pick up the penalty flag. What? They're going to pick up the penalty flag after the Thayer Bobcat player, just got hammered out there at the 45-yard lines after the play was over.
Huh.
I guess the back judge says, well, he didn't know the play was over. Anyway, second down and about 11 here for Crystal City. Schomburg brings the man in motion. That is Coleman. They're going to give it to Bolton going the other way. He's trying to get to the corner, and he's going to be hit and brought down just over the line of scrimmage. Good defensive play out there on the corner by the Thayer Bobcat JV defense. Ran Bolton all the way to the sideline and took him down after a 2-yard pickup. That'll make it third down at about 9 yards to go. Clock is running down to under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Stay tuned after the ballgame. Mike Robertson will have some scores from other games around the region. And we'll try and check out on that St. Vincent score. They were well on their way to a victory tonight. And Hayti also winning big tonight. So the top four in the district seedings look like are going to advance into the district semifinals next Friday night. Here's Crystal City on a third down and 9. Schomburg up under center. Double wing formation. Drops the snap and tried to pick it up. Going to get tackled immediately. And that'll bring up a fourth down and 10 on a 1-yard loss for Crystal City. There, Bobcats trying to dive on that football. You know the JV would like nothing better than to recover a fumble, pick off a pass.
Maybe run one back.
Exactly, run one back for a touchdown.
Absolutely.
And they gave him, actually lost the yard. It's going to be fourth down at about 10 now for Crystal City. And they'll go for it again with a minute 58 to go in the football game. Again, Thayer with a big first half here. Over 350 yards of total offense in the first half. And 46 points on the board at halftime. Crystal City's had the ball most of the third quarter here under the turbo clock. Schomburg is up and and has a pass incomplete. He had his man, number five, Callaway Dashner, and Dashner may have saw the defender coming at him in his peripheral vision because had the ball in his hands and he dropped it. And, I mean, a Bobcat defender tried to cut in front and pick that thing off and just missed it. So Dashner couldn't complete the reception, and the ball goes back over to the Thayer Bobcat offense. First down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. It'll be first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Bobcats with more subs out there. And, again, Caden Com and their quarterback, Com, a Bobcat sophomore, 5'9", 140-pounder, although he looks a little bigger than that. They bring him in wide to the near side and wide to the far side, split backfield. Come up under center, turn, pitches it to Spencer. Spencer gets it upfield, gets some room to the 30 and all the way down to the 26-yard line. Oh, no, he's still on his feet. How did he stay on his feet? He's down to the 24. What a run for Mark Spencer. Number one for the Thayer Bobcats. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on that play. Make it 9 as he's down to the 24-yard line, second down and 1. I thought he got tackled back at the 25. Somehow he stayed on his feet and got down to the 24. So second down and 1. Well, the Thayer Bobcat JV, number 17, Eric Seimer, wide to the far side. Number 35, Brendan Bigger, wide near side. Now the officials hold up play here. Play clock is down to 9. The officials are still holding up play. I don't know what. They're going to let
end
the clock run
quarter.
Out. Yeah, the end of the third quarter. At the end of 3, our score, 46-6. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Crystal City Hornets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are 6 flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, 46-6. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over Crystal City as we open up the fourth quarter. Thayer with it. The JV's on the field with a second down and 1. They're going to hand the ball off to the big fullback who looks like going to get a first down. Number 27, Cale Crawford. Going to carry this thing for about 3 yards and a first down running over the left side. Trying to catch some more of the numbers out there. Mikhail Cray checking into the ballgame here as Mark Spencer will come out. Number 50 in on the offensive line, Corwin Mullins into the ballgame. Number 64 up there, that is Isaac Seimer. Trying to catch some of the other numbers as we can here. So Thayer Bobcats with a first down, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats moving the chains down inside the 20-yard line. First and 10 from about the 18, 11-14 to play in the game. Com is up under center, split backs behind it. Turns, hands the ball off, and cutting up field is the halfback. He's out of the 10, on his feet down to the 7-yard line. Who was that running that ball? That was a good-looking run. That was Crawford again. Cale Crawford, number 27, going to pick up about 9 yards on the play. No, it is a 10-yard pickup and a first down. So it's first and goal to go from the 8-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats on a 10-yard run by Cale Crawford. Good looking run by the youngster for Thayer. Crawford, another one of those young players. It's Thayer, another freshman. He's in the backfield again now. Double tight set. Thayer going to turn. They're going to give the ball to Crawford again. Running over the left side. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. No, they're going to mark him down at the one. As Crawford running over the left tackle. Going to pick up about
6 yards.
About 6 yards. And they're going to mark him down at about the 1 yard line. 10 minutes to play in the game. The Thayer Bobcat JV trying to push Thayer over 50 points on the night. Be their biggest offensive output of the season. They break the huddle. Caden Combe, the quarterback, the sophomore, got that freshman backfield. Here's the Bobcats. Oh,
looks like he bumbled that ball.
Yeah, looks like they fumbled the football. Did the Bobcats get it back? Looks like he fumbled the ball, and no, Crystal City recovers the fumble. So the Bobcats don't put it in the end zone. And with 9.5 minutes to play in the ball game, Crystal City's got it back, but they've got it back inside their own 3-yard line at about the 2. So Thayer Bobcats will send the defense back out there, and it is the JV defense for the Bobcats. They've played the entire second half, as has the JV offense. They're headed for, well, one play to start the second half.
Good news and bad news for Crystal City. Good news, they've got the ball. Bad news, it's on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, at their own 1 yard line. First and 10. Schomburg comes to the line. Nope. Yeah, it is Schomburg, number 3. No backs in the backfield. They're going to turn and just run it right over the left side. Going to get that ball out from the shadow of the goal line. And there's another late hit by this Dashner kid out here, 15 yards away from the play. No penalty called on it. Ball's out to the 4 yard line on the 3 yard pickup. For Crystal City. 8:44 to play in the game. Crystal City with a couple of late hits here that have not been called. And you don't like to see that as a fan. 8:32 to play. Second down and about 7 yards to go for Crystal City inside the 5-yard line. Schomburg, the quarterback, gives it up in the middle. And the back, I believe it's number 21 out there. Down the end of the field where it's really hard for us to see who's in that backfield. Caden Raftery.
Yep,
21. Raftery on the carry. We'll pick up another 3 yards. Make a 3rd down and 3 for Crystal City. 8 minutes remaining in the football game. Thayer going to go to 8-1 on the year. And we'll move to the district semifinals 1 week from tonight right here at Lewis Bosman Field. They'll play Caruthersville, who won by forfeit tonight. Here's Schomburg rolling to his right, looking to keep it, looking to get the first down. He gets out across the 10, out to near the 15-yard line before he swung down.
And there's number 5 again.
Was that Coleman?
No.
No, number 3. Yeah, that was Schomburg on the carry. And picks up about 8 yards on the play and a first down for Crystal City. Well, Crystal City trying to run out the clock here. You know, they'd like to score again. Thayer Bobcats only average giving up 8 points per game, and if they could get more than 8, they would be happy campers here tonight. Give them something positive as they see their season come to an end, something to start working from a year from now. Crystal City coming up under center. 1st and 10 out at their own 17-yard line, looks like. Here's Schomburg looking to throw, throws this ball. It is tipped and almost intercepted. Almost intercepted pass intended for Dashner. Dashner couldn't bring it in, and the Bobcats almost intercepted it. Number 32 back there on the defense for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Colt Gonzalez, a freshman. 5'6", 125-pounder, almost came up
there
with a pick.
He was almost there, yeah.
He was there, had the coverage. 2nd down and 10 for Crystal City. In the huddle with 6.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. So Crystal City pulling out all the stops, trying to get something going here. Something positive to end your season. That's what they're looking for. Schomburg is up under center again. Got two receivers wide to the far side. Dashner is one of them. There goes Coleman in motion. They're going to give to the fullback. Oh, and he breaks out of the pack and is going to get 15, 16 yards in a first down. On a 2nd and 10, number 21, Caden Raftery picks up 15 yards and a first down for Crystal City. Or is that Bolton? We're going to give it to 21.
That was Raftery, I believe.
Yeah, it was Raftery, number 21 on the carry. And it'll bring up another first down for Crystal City with 5:51 to go in the ball game. They're Bobcat JV defense trying to get another hold here. They held Crystal City last time they had it. Matter of fact, they've held it, stopped them all three times they've had the ball here in the second half. Crystal City working on it again. Number three, Kyle Schomburg looks over the defense. Got Bolton going in motion. They're going to give it to the fullback. No, he's going to keep it. And now pitches out to Bolton. Bolton gets to the 35, and that's it. Good tackle, a big stick by the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, a big stick by the Thayer Bobcat defender. And Bolton, that was Mark Spencer, number one. I mean, he put a helmet on him and drove him into the ground. That might get the Hitman of the Week award for Mark Spencer. Bobcats like to give that award, the Hitman. They give one every week. Offensive, defensive players of the week. And, of course, we've got to give the Thayer Bobcat player of the week or player of the game coming up after the ball game during the post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman in West Plains. So stay tuned for that. We'll try and get Coach Billy Weber up here. Second down and eight for Crystal City. They hand the ball off in the middle. Number 21, Raftery, will pick up 1 yard on the play. Makes it third down now at about seven. So the JV defense starting to get settled in here for Thayer after. And again, it's that bend but don't break mentality of the defense. And you know, you like your defense to throw up a brick wall, and these Bobcats have been able to do that when they needed to. But out in the middle of the field, they will play a little bit of bend but don't break mentality. Let a receiver catch a 3-yard pass and then bring him down. Yep. Or let him move the chains a couple of times and then put the stops on. Crystal City comes to the line again with 4:06 to play in the game. Schomburg. Got Coleman going in motion. They're going to hand the ball off. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Schomburg, and he's brought down on the line. No gain on the play for the quarterback, Kyle Schomburg, running the left side, running the option. And no gain will bring up fourth down. Fourth down at about seven. With 3:47 to go in the game. Been a beautiful night for football here at Lewis Bosman Field. Fans have enjoyed it. Good crowd on hand. And need even more out for the ball game next Friday night here at Lewis Bosman with Caruthersville. Fourth and a short seven. Make it a long six for Crystal City. They've got Dashner wide to the near side. Got a man going in motion. Quarterback Schomburg going to give it to Coleman. He fumbled it. And the Thayer Bobcats have recovered at the 33-yard line. Thayer Bobcats make the fumble recovery as the quarterback dropped the football on the handoff. And the Thayer Bobcats recover at the 34-yard line with 3:05 to play in the game. And that should just about do it for this one tonight. Bobcats will manage to run about three or four plays here, and this game will be in the books. Thayer Bobcats will go to 8-1 on the year and win their eighth straight game. That's impressive after losing the season opener to Hayti. First and 10. Caden Com back in there at quarterback. He's got Crawford. And trying to take a look at who the other back is. They're going to give it to Crawford. Crawford just running straight ahead. Powers through down to the 29-yard line. That's a good hard run for Crawford. He'll pick up about 3 yards on the play. And, I mean, he delivered the hit on the tackler. Got driven back. But he'll get forward progress to the sideline official. Tried to throw the ball to the official in the middle of the field to mark it down and hit one of the Crystal City players right in the helmet. They've got it corralled now. Ball at the 30-yard line. Second down at about seven for the Thayer Bobcats. And a split back veer tight end on the near side. They're going to turn, give it to Crawford. No, this is Spencer again. Spencer breaks a tackle and going to get down to the 22-yard line. That'll be very close to a first down on a good hard run by Mark Spencer running over the left side. And it is a first down on an 8-yard pickup for Mark Spencer and the Thayer Bobcats. Now Mikhail Cray checks into the ballgame, number 37. He will line up in the Bobcat backfield with Cale Crawford. And again, Thayer with a wide out to either side. Com up under center. Hands the ball to Crawford. Crawford trying to get to the outside. Still trying to get to the outside. And finally going to be brought down. And it looks like about a 1-yard pickup on the play. Clock is down to a minute 15 to go. Thayer JV would like to put some points on the board here. Crawford looked like he had some room to run, but that collapsed on him at the last second. So he cut that one back across the grain. Second down and nine with 1 minute to go. What could be the final play of our game here tonight? Thayer Bobcats looking to improve to 8-1 and move on in the districts. They line up with three receivers in a bunch on the near side on a second down and nine. Calm up under center. Hands it off. The ball carrier trying to get to the corner. Gets to about the 20. 19 is brought down there. Good hard run by the Thayer Bobcats. That was Schomburg out there to make the play defensively for Crystal City. And with number 13 on the carry, Rowan Spencer for the Bobcats will pick up 1 yard, makes it third down now and eight. We're down to 24 seconds to play, 25 seconds on the play clock, and I don't believe we'll run another play.
I think the Bobcats are just going to
end it right there. Clock's going to run out. This game is 11 seconds from being official. Thayer Bobcats going to improve to 8-1 with a 46-6 win over the Crystal City Hornets here at Lewis Bosman Field. And the Thayer Bobcats advance to the district semifinals next Friday night right here at the B. They'll take on Caruthersville. Hope you'll get out and enjoy the game, folks. That's the final again. 46-6 Thayer Bobcats with a huge first half, and they get the win. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your post-game activities in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Ball game is just over. Yes, we're already finished. The Thayer Bobcats put up 46 points in the first half. Only allowed 6. The turbo clock ran for the entire second half. And Thayer wins it tonight over Crystal City by a score of 46-6. Just a dominating first half performance by these Thayer Bobcats. Let's review the scoring if you were not with us in the first half. Bobcats scored on their first play from the line of scrimmage. It was Jordan Madden going 54 yards for a touchdown. The extra point was no good. 18 seconds into the game, Thayer had a 6-0 lead. Got the ball back on the first play from scrimmage for Crystal City. They fumbled the football. Thayer Bobcats recovered, and 2 plays later, Jackson Willison scored on a 15-yard touchdown run. Again, the extra point was no good. That made it 12-0. We hadn't played but 1:05 in the first half. Thayer got the ball back and drove it down the field. Jace Haven scored on a 11-yard touchdown run with 7:43 to go in the first quarter, and Thayer wasn't done. 4 touchdowns in the first quarter for the Bobcats. Jace Haven hit Lane Grimes on a 32-yard touchdown bomb. Thayer Bobcats led 25-0 there at the end of one quarter, and game was pretty much over at that time. But the Bobcats did put 3 more touchdowns on the board in the second quarter with 9:22 to play. Chris Cray intercepted a pass at the 20-yard line and rumbled 80 yards for a touchdown. Extra point was good, made it 32-0. Jace Haven a 65-yard touchdown run and a two-point conversion that made it 40-0 with 5:07 to go in the first half. Crystal City did break loose and got a touchdown. It was a 5-yard run for Schomburg. That came with a minute 30 to go in the first half, made it 40-6. But Thayer came right back after the kickoff. It was Jordan Madden going 63 yards and then finished off the drive with a 7-yard touchdown run. Thayer led 46-6 at halftime. Of course, the JV played the entire second half. Good news is the JV did not allow Crystal City to score.
They did not.
And Crystal City had their starting offense. Of course, they only have 18 players on the roster. So,
right.
I mean, they really, you know, they just had to play those kids. Thayer played the JV the entire second half. Moved the ball a little bit. Some good things out there. But anytime you're playing freshmen and sophomores against juniors and seniors, it's just a mismatch. I don't care who you are. But anyway, Thayer manages to hold, and they win it 46-6. They'll advance to the district semifinals next Friday night right here at Lewis Bosman Field against Caruthersville. And the other two games in the district probably are over as well. And we'll check with Mike here in just a little bit. We know Hayti had a huge lead in their game, and St. Vincent also had a huge lead in their games at halftime. So looks like the top four seeds all going to advance here in the first round of the districts, which most generally do.
And if that's the case, that's going to be a dandy of a game next week between those two.
St. Vincent and Hayti will be a outstanding game.
Yes.
Outstanding game. All right, again, your final here tonight, 46-6. We're going to try and get Coach Billy Weber up for a word or two here after the ball game. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on a store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on a store.
Your voice lets them know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field here on the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report. Coach Billy Weber joins us here for the victorious Thayer Bobcats, who dominated, at least for a half, the Crystal City Hornets. Win this game 46-6. Coach, first half when it was varsity versus varsity, your guys just absolutely dominated.
Well, played awfully well, you know, and, you know, that thing. They've had a tough year, but we're just glad they came down here and participated in a game, because there's a lot of teams tonight that didn't get to play.
Yeah, and including your opponent next week, Caruthersville, who ended up winning by forfeit. Portageville
Right. Didn't
go play. So, first play from scrimmage, y'all break this thing open, and the track meet was on, and your guys won the track meet.
Yeah, no doubt, and then that thing, they moved one of their running backs to quarterback, and And then they had a little pizzazz there, a little bit on offense. But overall, real pleased with the effort our guys had.
Yeah, and even on the defensive side of the ball, you guys just, I mean, and I talk about it all the time. It seems like between the 30s, y'all play a little bend but don't break out there. But then they start, you know, oh, they're going to score. And then the defense really steps up and shuts them down.
Yeah, we do get a little stiffer down there when it gets close. And I think that's a sign of a good defense. You know, good kids that want to play tough and play hard and, you know, overall good effort tonight.
Jordan Madden carried the ball five times tonight for 173 yards. What a night for your senior.
Boy, that's for sure. You know, and he's just kind of icing on the cake. You know, each and every week it just gets better and better with him. And, you know, I don't know that we even threw it at all tonight.
One time, once, touchdown pass.
That's right. Did throw it that one time. You know, he does just such so much for us, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield, and of course didn't do that tonight, but does a lot for us.
And you know, and you know, you all scored I forget how many points it was in the first quarter, but anyway, you had your first five touchdowns, you had five different players score.
Right.
And there aren't many Class I football teams with that much offensive talent on the field. But you've got guys, I mean, guys that can catch it and run with it, guys running out of the backfield, a quarterback that, you know, just unstoppable. And then you get somebody like Chris Gray that goes 80 yards with an interception return for a touchdown.
Right.
I mean, it's so many weapons.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing, Jesse and Chris, they fit in there offensively awful good, too. And as you said, it's a talented bunch. We've just got to make sure we stick together, and great things should happen.
And you didn't have to play a lot of your linemen both ways tonight. I noticed right off the bat had some different people in on the defensive front, and that just helps you for the future.
Yeah, you know, getting those younger guys some reps, you know, hopefully getting our guys a little rest, the guys that might need it, and hopefully making them a little hungry as well.
All right, so Caruthersville next week. What do we know about Caruthersville?
You know, not a whole lot right now, to be honest. You know, I know they're going to run some type of spread, but, you know, they're a very talented team. You know, they've been a Class II team that has dropped mm-hmm. down to Class I, and they've always been a competitive Class II team. So, you know, they're again, another bunch of guys that's going to be talented, a lot of speed, a lot of skill. You know, we want to make them play a lot of defense.
And, boy, what a semifinal it's going to be in the Class I, District 1. You got St. Vincent and Hayti on one side, you and Caruthersville on the other. That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, and that's a thing. With us, St. Vincent and Hayti, with us, you know, as we talked about earlier, all having a 50-something points in our district. That's some folks.
And I know you take a lot of pride in the football in the SCA. And at halftime, at least tonight, every team in the SCA was leading except for Willow Springs, and they were tied with Forsyth. So, I mean, a good showing tonight for the SCA.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and that's the thing. It was from top to bottom. It was awfully tough, awfully sound football all year.
All right, folks, Thayer Bobcats right back here at Lewis Bosman Field. They'll take on Caruthersville next Friday night. Coach, it's got to feel good to get a win here in the first round and to know that you know, the next one's going to be at home as well.
Oh, you bet, you bet. You know, we just need more people coming, get these stands full because, you know, the visitors are going to the other side, and we really need to get behind these guys. I appreciate you, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Coach Billy Weber, the Thayer Bobcats. Folks, we'll be back. We'll be naming the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. In just about 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Flag is down. As another flag comes in.
There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back on the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report. Thayer Bobcats with the win tonight, 46-6 over Crystal City. Well, it'll be a long ride home for those folks from Crystal City. We made that trip a couple of weeks ago. Y'all watch out for deer out there on Highway 142 and, of course, 67 going north as well. All right, so Thayer Bobcats, again, a dominating win, and it's unanimous here in the booth. We're going to give our Ozark Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game Award to Jordan Madden. 5 carries, 173 yards, had the touchdown. Just a great night for the senior, and on so few catches. And then, of course, he's out there on defense and was just all over the place as well. And, yeah, so Jordan Madden, our OMC Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. Folks, we'll be back at it again next Friday night. The Air Bobcats will take on Caruthersville right here at Lewis Bosman Field. Our game tonight has been brought to you by Ozark College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring in Mountain View, Arkansas, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer in West Plains, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, Oregon County Cards in Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Thayer Dental Care, who donated $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats scored tonight. That's another $350 tonight for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Also, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman in West Plains, the Thayer Pizza Inn, who awards a free pizza to whoever gets the closest to the score of the ball game on the State Farm Friday Night Light Show earlier tonight. We'll find out who that winner is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also helping to bring you the game tonight, Southern Bank in Thayer, Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic in West Plains, Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, and Cruise Livestock, LLC. Again, Thayer Bobcats with a win tonight, 46-6. They improved to 8-1 on the year and have won their 8th consecutive game. For Mike Robertson back at the sports desk and for Statman Mike here in the booth, I'm the Red Ball Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.